This is Discast Extra. Your source for freestyle audio exclusives.
Okay, welcome everyone to another Discast Extra. Now, this interview, another interview for you again, was, as with the last couple, recorded at the 2007 FPA World Championships. And this time, me and John were very privileged to spend a few minutes talking to one of the players which we've admired most in the sport ever since we started, and indeed someone who got us interested in the sport in the first place. Here's John with the details.
That's right. The person was Dave Murphy. Obviously, he got us into the sport through the Nike commercial, which is what inspired myself and Joe to start playing freestyle in the first place.
Yep.
Now, in this interview, Dave actually reveals a big secret from the set of the Nike commercial. So that's one to keep your ears peeled for. He also talks about his beginning of freestyle for him, how he started playing, his views on the sport's situation at the moment, and also its future in the US. So here's the interview. Now we are actually joined by a legend of the game and a five-time world champion. It's Dave Murphy. Many of you may have seen Dave in the Nike commercial back in 2003, but he's had a very long career and many, many highlights. So just to start us off, Dave, how did you begin freestyling?
27 years ago, I went to a local beach in Carmel, California, and I saw two guys playing. And I thought it was really cool. I went up and started talking to them, and they told me they play once a week, every Saturday. So I wanted to get as good as them, so during the week I would play by myself. So every Saturday I would join up with them and be just a little bit better each week. And then after about 9 months, I caught up to them, and then I passed them because I just had the passion for the sport.
Oh, wow. Class. So what are your views on the FPA Worlds 2007 here in Amsterdam? Are you enjoying the time here?
Unbelievable. Just because of the talent. I haven't been over here in 4 years to see the new players. It's unbelievable. The Americans are going to get passed really quickly, I must say.
Okay, so that actually brings us on to our next question quite nicely. So what do you think of the future for freestyle frisbee, and in particular in the US?
As much as I hate to say it, I don't think there is much right now. I started saying that about 6 or 7 years ago, as I saw no new players, and I really worried the whole sport was going to die. And I think the Nike commercial, and then Tommy and Sune doing their Nike tour, and then Italy with their Rimini tournament, just brought it all over to Europe. And now it's going crazy. You know, I'm very happy because I really thought the sport was going to die. I would tell people 10 years ago that I see it going down. So I'm thrilled that it's back.
So a quick word on the Nike commercial. How was that as an experience, being involved with such a big company and filming an advert which was shown all over Europe?
Well, on the good side, we were thrilled that Nike had interest in doing a frisbee commercial. And then I was thrilled to get picked, and we were thrilled the way it came out. We were kind of bummed that it didn't show in America, because I really think if it would have shown in America, we might have had some people get interested. Yep. So they showed it over here, and now look what's going on over here. You know, so if Nike could have just brought it to America, I mean, I felt like I just wanted to get it and bring it to a local station and have them show it anyways. Yeah. I just felt like I wanted to show it so people could see it. So it was really great experience, and it helped frisbee over here, but it's unfortunately it hasn't done anything for America.
Yeah, so maybe one day there could be something in the next few years that, you know, the same in America, which could sort of boost this, reignite the sport again there, you know.
It would be nice, but, you know, again, the problem is the Americans are all 40, 50 years old, so we're not as marketable. Mm-hmm. So if a company like Mountain Dew or just Pepsi or Coke or somebody wanted to do a commercial, they're usually looking for someone who's 18 or 20 or 22. Even Nike was. Nike originally was looking for 18-year-olds to do this commercial.
All right.
And then they saw that there were no 18-year-olds in America. And we all went out and showed them what we could do, and they loved what we did, but we were all 40 or 35 or whatever, and they loved us, but we're not as marketable anymore. So we got to figure out a way to get somebody wanting to do a commercial with us, even though we're 40 and we're not really the target audience anymore.
And just to finish us off, what was it like playing freestyle with the Stickman?
Actually, I was the stick man. Seriously, really? I was dressed in a black suit. They painted my hands. They put a black hood over me. I was all black. And with the exception of two moves that they digitally enhanced, every other move that is on that commercial for Stickman, I did.
Oh, that's class.
So I didn't play with Stickman. I actually was Stickman.
Oh, wow. Thanks a lot for talking to us, Dave. Brilliant.
Thank you, man.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Discast Extra. For more information, log on to ukdistime.co.uk.